Welcome to the Invest Smarter podcast, where you'll learn about the power of building wealth through real estate and how you can achieve financial freedom through multifamily investing. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. Now, here's our host, Simon Castillo.
Hey, what's up, everyone? And welcome back to another episode of the Invest Smarter podcast. I'm your host, Simon Castillo, and this is my opportunity to share with you my best insights into the world of real estate investing, business, and entrepreneurship. And what I want to do today, first of all, is dive into and unpack the Fed's decision to leave interest rates unchanged. But before I go into that, what I do want to do first of all, let's kind of take a step back and understand and share with you, you know, why interest rates are so important to real estate investors. I know it seems obvious to some people, and sometimes we may take it for granted, but let's talk a little bit about why following interest rates is so important to real estate investors. I don't want to assume that everyone out there understands the impact that real estate, the impact of interest rates to real estate investors. So let's talk about that. So interest rates, really what they are at the end of the day, they're basically your cost of money. And investing in real estate is a capital intensive business. So you're constantly leveraging debt to finance acquisitions and projects, and interest rate levels can really make or break a deal's profitability. So if you think about it, if you're looking at a value add multifamily deal that requires, say, a $5 million rehab budget, but your cost of money, your cost of funds jumps 200 basis points from the time that you underwrote that deal to closing, that's a huge chunk of your anticipated returns you've lost right off the bat before you've even closed on the property. So higher interest rates can flow straight to your bottom line as an investor. And it's not just in the acquisitions phase. Interest rates can impact pretty much every aspect of your business as a real estate investor. Think about the permanent agency debt that we get on our stabilized assets, construction loans for ground-up development, short-term bridge loans for fix and flips. And let's not forget common interest rates, homeowner interest rates that impact our tenants and end buyers that they're getting quoted. All of this is tied to those interest rates levels that are set by the Fed. So whether we're talking about levered acquisitions, development pipelines, tenant affordability and demand, or just the overall economic conditions that impact real estate cycles, we as real estate entrepreneurs have to keep a close eye on interest rate policies and where the cost of capital is heading. It can really make or break a deal if we're not paying attention and structuring our deals accordingly. And that's why unpacking these rate decisions by the Fed is so important to our community of investors. We need to understand what the mindset is behind what the Fed is doing and what's driving their policy moves so we can plan ahead and position ourselves for maximum success, regardless of what rates end up doing. So hopefully this brief explanation kind of drives home why this is a must know in regards to following interest rates for anyone that is serious about being a real estate entrepreneur, real estate investor, and if you really especially want to take your real estate business to the next level. So with that as context and background, let's talk a little bit more and break down the Fed's latest decision that was announced last week to keep interest rates unchanged. So I think the question on everyone's mind last week, especially if you are an established investor, is why the heck didn't the Fed cut interest rates at their last meeting? So based on the inflation data that was released, a lot of folks were expecting some relief in the form of a rate cut. But last week, the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, came in a bit hotter than expected at about a 0.4% monthly rate and the 3.5% annualized rate. And that's, you know, slightly above what the Fed is comfortable with. The Fed is looking for a number somewhere in the 2-3% range, where I think that'll be the kind of the sweet spot where we might start to see some rate cuts. As expected, because the number came in a little hotter than we wanted, the Fed decided to keep rates elevated in order to continue to battle inflation down even further. But I think, as we all know, sometimes the outward numbers don't tell the full story. So I think if we start to peel back some of the layers on what's actually driving these hotter than expected numbers, these inflationary numbers, what's driving economic growth, it could start to make a little more sense. So I think if you read some of the mainstream comments and narratives, the economy is still very hot. GDP growth is solid. Unemployment is low, and there really isn't a recession on the horizon that we can see. But I'm not so sure if you're just looking at, the outward numbers. We also have to remember that this is an election year. So, of course, incumbents want to paint everything to be maybe as rosy as possible. I'll just leave it at that. So when you actually examine what's fueling economic expansion over the past year, some of it is just pretty much good old government spending and subsidies that are propping everything up. I think a prime example of this can be found in the semiconductor manufacturing industry. So thanks to a $52 billion CHIPS Act, and again, that's 52 billion with a B, CHIPS Act, we've got close to about $200 billion in new fabrication facilities that are being built out across the country by global firms. But here's the kicker. Semiconductor demand is actually down year over year globally. The world doesn't need all this extra capacity that's being pumped out. It's all being driven by government incentives and investment, not natural market forces or supply demand fundamentals. The same can be said about overall economic growth. So when you strip out the government deficit spending, which represents almost 8% of GDP, you got an economy that's actually losing steam in the face of the Fed rate hikes. So again, while the CPA data may scream continued inflation, when you peel back some of the layers, you see that signals are actually pointing to an inevitable hard economic landing and a potential recession. These are the numbers that aren't worth facing that are, you have to kind of dig into and find. And it's important for us as real estate investors to understand that, because while the Fed is indicating that they're wanting to fight inflation, some of the underlying numbers actually indicate that their fight may be closer to being over, and we could start seeing rate cuts sooner rather than later. Another thing that we can look at is retail sales. And retail sales are already crashing. Corporations have been announcing job cuts, left and right. And the housing market has fallen, really off a cliff. Demand is really drying up across the board. But still, at this point in time, from the Fed's perspective, cutting rates now would just be throwing gasoline on the fires of inflation at a time when their rate hikes have finally started to work their magic in terms of dampening demand. So why cut off their policy arm when the economic slowdown they've engineered is nearly complete? So my take, I think the Fed knows. I think they have to know. They have the numbers. They study these numbers. I think that they know that this is a temporary blip driven by government spending and other artificial factors. And once that wears off, the lack of real organic demand in the underlying economy should bring inflation back under control over the next few quarters without additional rate hikes. Basically, what they're doing is they're eating the costs of past policy mistakes. So will they be proven right, or will they catch too much flack for staying pat? I think we'll have to just wait and see how it all plays out. But for now, no cuts is the least worst option for Fed Chairman Powell and his crew until the true demand dynamics reassert themselves. So that's going to do it on today's talk about interest rates, what the Fed did last week in terms of leaving rates elevated and not cutting rates, and also providing you with some additional context on why I talk about interest rates, fairly often, at least once every time that the Fed announces a new decision. I will do a podcast and talk a little bit about what's happening with interest rates. It's just so important for us as real estate investors to understand what the Fed's policy is and how it impacts interest rates, and in turn, how interest rate policy can impact our investments and our business. So before I wrap up today, so I do want to remind you that if you want to learn more about investing in real estate, or say you want to partner on a potential deal and you have a deal that you don't know how to close or you don't know how to move forward with, or if you just want to invest passively in existing deals, those are all opportunities that I'm always happy to talk to and partner with people on. The best way to get started is for you to head over to our website, sastexascapital.com. And there you can sign up for our newsletter. You can download any of our free educational resources, either of those things, and that gets you onto our email list, and we'll notify you when new investment opportunities become available. We also provide additional educational content, newsletters, and things to keep you in the know. And if you have any questions, I'm also always happy to answer. You can email me directly at simon@sastexascapital.com. On our website, you can also book a call directly with me. I'm always happy to talk real estate with you. If you happen to know anyone who's interested in investing and wants to invest smarter and use real estate as a vehicle to build wealth, share this podcast with them. It's a great way for them to get educated and get started on that journey of investing in real estate. Also, if you have a few seconds, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, Apple iTunes or on Spotify. It just goes a tremendous way to continue to help to grow the show and to get our message out there to help people invest smarter and make better decisions with their investing capital. So thanks again for spending this time with me here today. Hopefully you found value in today's episode. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks again for listening to the Invest Smarter podcast, the show that educates you so that you can take control of your financial future. Be sure to rate the show 5 stars and leave us a review. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you automatically receive the newest edition of the podcast when it's released. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate and taking control of your financial future, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. And be sure to sign up for our mailing list to receive exclusive investment opportunities straight to your inbox. It's time to invest smarter. That's sastexascapital.com.